Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Dr. Lori here. I want to tell you about one of my favorite podcasts currently. It's Dear Albie. It's hosted by this guy, he's hilarious, Albie Manzo. And each week with the help of his family and friends, he tries to answer the old and new advice questions as best he can, which, you know, we all know. It's relationships, sex, etiquette, bored housewives, honeymoon protocol, and everything in between. This is the advice show you never knew you needed. Listen to Dear Albie by clicking on the link in the episode description. Plus, the show is available wherever you get your podcasts.
My mother decides to look at me, and there's nothing, nothing within even a hemisphere of context, okay? And what were your exact words to me?
Do you plan on shaving your head soon?
No, are you serious about shaving your head anytime soon?
You mentioned it. You mentioned you were going to shave your head.
Okay, not to you.
I know, but it came through the grapevine.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So I'm like, well, yeah, you know, I had brought that up the other day.
He never said it to you?
No. I didn't bring it up to her, okay?
I think you told me, Chris.
Me and Joe talked about it.
Could I throw him under the bus?
No, I was going to do that. No, because I was.
Because I will.
No.
Go ahead.
He said today.
Wait. You're going to make it sound like gossip, and I was going to deliver this news today. I wanted to give the reveal.
Go ahead.
I said, listen, as all people that love Al, we should talk to him about something.
Mom, we should talk to Al.
All right, hold on.
And I've never, I swear to God, on anything, even to be, if I was mad at you, anything, I've never mentioned this before in my life.
But he did tell me today before, didn't it, Mom? You think we should talk?
I'm glad you guys have this bond over my misfortune.
You really waited till now to throw me under the bus.
Yeah.
You ain't shit this whole day.
You're innocent, but you're not. Me take the brunt of this.
I was going to deliver this news myself. Here I was here on the podcast. Once Al said he wanted to record and say it, I was like, oh, I'm going to let Mom take this beating, and then I'm going to tell him that I did
it's
this.
It's both of us.
But I
but
saw something today that made me say, oh, okay. That's what
he
happened.
He saw something today
and I said,
that
oh.
made him say, oh.
Okay.
And then I said, we should talk to Al about how we could fix this. And we just talked about it outside, so I'm not being phony. Because just now you and I were outside, and I went, hey, maybe if we styled your hair differently, it would look different.
So let me get to the point. Mom goes, are you thinking about shaving your head? And I said, why? I said, you know, that had come up. How do you know? She goes, well, you're going bald. It's pretty bad.
I said you have time.
It's no big deal. Not a lot of time.
Stop right there.
Said.
You both know that anybody saying you have a year is like saying you should have done it a year ago.
No. You've got a year. You've got a year.
What you said was, you have time. Not a lot of time.
Like a year.
So we talked. So I said, wait, well, where's this coming from? She's like, nah, at the back. It's bad.
You said, in fact, the appointment's booked.
Oh, no, now it's booked. I came back. I called.
And then
my hair's going to shave tomorrow.
Then you showed who you plan to show your barber.
Mom said to me.
And Mom just stared at the photo.
Yes.
As if you showed her a dragon. Now, like, you can't be that. You can't be what that is.
I'm very happy about this. And I said out loud, Chris can back me up here. This is not, I don't have his face. I'm aware of this. Okay. But here's the thing. And some of you folks that watched Housewives will remember this, okay? When I went to the police academy, I shaved my head, okay? It's not entirely true. I went to the salon at the time that I was going to, which was here in Franklin Lakes. And I was getting my hair cut, and the guy that cut it at the time said, do you know Brad Pitt in Ocean's 12? It's a really, like, tight dude. Do you know what I'm talking about? And I told him, yes, I was thinking Ocean's 11, where if you guys look it up, Brad Pitt's hair is longer. It's essentially shaved. Cut it down to the nubs. Basically shaved it with scissors, okay? I show a picture of me.
You showed me Brad Pitt.
First. That's what I did.
Yes, first you showed Brad Pitt.
And I didn't look at the second photo.
And you have to understand, when you're trying to say I plan to look like this and you show
and you
Brad
show
Pitt.
You show me a picture of Brad Pitt. Listen.
It's what he said.
Listen. First of all, I think you're better looking than Brad Pitt.
Right. You've never seen Brad Pitt.
I did see Brad Pitt.
Not in person.
In person. Yes, I have.
Okay. I believe you.
Brad Pitt is very handsome. Okay.